Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani Maim Rabbi Avram Golder from Masechus Brachas Daf Yud Ches. So the three points we're going to focus on. So we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, at the bottom of the previous Daf, that someone who's required to bury his dead relative, who's right in front of him now, is exempt from mitzvahs. So we learn now in Daf Yud Ches that according to Rav Ashi, he's exempt from all mitzvahs, even when he's not in the presence of the deceased. And Rav Ashi learns this from the fact that Avram in the burial of Sarah, it says in the Pasuk, and Avram rose from the presence of his dead, which was followed by the next pasuk after Avram had already walked away, that I may bury my dead from before me. So we see that taking care of the needs of the burial is considered as if the mace, the deceased, is in front of the person, and therefore he's exempt from all mitzvahs. Secondly, one is not permitted to wear tefillin. Learn from a sefer or where it sits is out in a cemetery. Doing so is considered mocking the dead, lo agorash, because they can't do mitzvahs anymore. And finally, in discussing the question whether the dead are aware of worldly events, the Gemara relates the story of a chassid who successfully planted his crops each year based on forecasts he overheard from two spirits talking in a cemetery. So once again, the three points are: someone who's required to bury his dead relative is exempt from all mitzvahs, even when he's not in the presence of the deceased. That's Rav Ashi, learned from the story of Avram and the burial of Sarah. Number two, one is not permitted to wear tefillin or from the sefer, or where it sits out in a cemetery. That's called lo agorash. It's considered mocking the dead because they can't do mitzvahs anymore. And point number three, in discussing the question whether the dead are aware of worldly events, the Gemara relates the story of the chassid who successfully planted his crops each year based on forecasts he overheard from two spirits talking in a cemetery. Okay, so now it's time for the siman. So our standard siman for Daf Yud Ches is going to be a chuppah, because we learn ben Yud Ches l'chuppah, someone who's 18 is fitting to go to the chuppah, and we also have the ches from Yud Ches for a chuppah. So what's our siman? We have two spirits standing under a chuppah in a cemetery discussing next year's weather forecast, and they're overheard by a rich farmer who's tucked in the tzitzis because he's about to bury his mother. So once again, we have two spirits standing under a chuppah in a cemetery discussing next year's weather forecast, and they're overheard by a rich farmer who's tucked in the tzitzis because he's about to bury his mother. So we have the chuppah, that's our standard siman. We have the two spirits standing under the chuppah in a cemetery to discuss next year's weather forecast and overheard by a rich farmer. So that's the whole issue of whether the dead are aware of events going down here in Olam Hazeh, with tucked in tzitzis. So we learn that's the case of lo agorash, that one should not wear tzitzis out in a cemetery. And he's about to bury his mother, so he's taking care of the burial needs, and therefore he's patur from mitzvahs, even if she's not in front of him right now. All right, so now it's time for four Brat Bat Chazorah, beginning on Daf Yud Daled. So the first point has to do with interruptions during Hallel. On days when an individual is praying privately, and he must complete the full Hallel, he may interrupt between paragraphs to greet an esteemed person, but not in the middle of the paragraphs. But on days when he doesn't have to complete the full hallel, he can interrupt to greet even in the middle of a paragraph. Also, we learn in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to abbreviate the third parsha of Kriyat Shema at Mariv, and they would then recite a small paragraph to mention Yitzis Yisrael, because tzitzis was not a mitzvah in the night. And finally, the third point is, we have Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's explanation with the order of the parshas in Kriyat Shema, that Shema includes the mitzvahs of learning, teaching, and doing mitzvahs. Vayim Shema only includes in the paragraph the mitzvahs to teach and to do mitzvahs, and then Vayomer only includes in the paragraph the mitzvah of doing mitzvahs. Our siman for Yadal is a hand, so you have this kehila davening hallel with, was interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands, because he'd already said his abbreviated Shema, and now is eager to learn, teach, and do. I'm going to do a little simanim surgery here. It's a little bit vague to say he's eager to learn, teach, and do. So let's just put on his t-shirt or his sweatshirt, or his, he's wearing a, it's got LTD. On it. LTD for learn, teach, do, because he's very eager. So he's even wearing his uniform to LTD. So now let's go to Daf Tezvav. So we have washing before tefillah. Washing before tefillah is so important that one should travel back almost a mile and ford as far as a parsa in order to find water. Secondly, a significant amount of the Daf focuses on the Malchokas and the Mishnah regarding whether one is required to hear himself recite Kriyat Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And finally, from the word v'limadatam, and you should teach them, we learn sheyeh l'mutcha tam, that one's learning should be pure, articulated faultlessly. Therefore, one should pause between words that tend to get attached. Liten revach bein advekim, such as al levavecha. Our siman for Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl based on the connection to Tu B'Shvat. So you have this fruit bowl with handles shaped like two big ears. It's placed under a washing sink and it contains the words al levavecha written on two separate pieces of paper. So then we go to Daf Tezayin. So workers can say Shema while working up in trees. Why? Since Kavanah is only required for the first pasuk, but they have to come down for tefillah since it's a request for rachamim and requires much more kavana. Secondly, Rabban Gamliel accepted condolences. He was mekabel tanchumim, when his servant Tavi passed away. Why? Because he was a Talmud Chacham, even though one generally does not accept condolences for a servant. And thirdly, a chassam is exempt from Kriyat Shema because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, tier to the mitzvah. Our simon for tezayin is toes. So here we have a distracted chassam walks into the tree and stubs his toes, ouch, which causes the workers to fall off the branch and down to the ground just as a funeral for a beloved servant is passing by. And finally, on Daf Yud Zayin, we have the individual tefillahs of the various tanaim and amoraim recited after Shemoneh Esrei. Some of them we've included in our own tefillahs, such as Vili for Yom Kippurim, El Kainat Tzor that we say after Shemoneh Esrei, benching the new moon, and the Hiyi Ratzon after Hamav Yishenei Me'enai. Then we have the fact that women merit Olam Haba, their Zoch to Olam Haba, for bringing their children to school and letting their husbands learn, even though they have to wait for them to return. And finally, the concern over doing things that might make a person lakadi, such as a chassan reciting Kriyishma on his wedding night. So our simon for Yud Zayin is a used car. So here we have these great rabbis. They're all saying their extra tefillahs next to the holy pink used car that was used by the mother to bring her children to school when a haughty gaivadik chassan drives by in his fancy limousine. Now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz. 10 questions. Here we go. Question number one. Where do we learn that there's a machlokes regarding whether one is required to hear himself say the Shema? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Where do we learn the reason why women are zocha? They merit Olam Haba. That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Terrific. Question number three. Where do we learn out of machlokes in terms of how much of Shema requires Kavana? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Great. Question number four. Where do we learn out that one should know where it sits is out in a cemetery? It's considered Lo Gavrash, mocking the dead. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Question number five. Where do we learn that Rabbi Gamliel accepted comfort for the loss of his Tavi, his servant? That's on Daf Tezayin. Terrific. Question number six. Where do we learn out the importance of washing before Shachris? That's on Daf Tezvav. Question number seven. Where do we learn Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's pshat in the order of the parshas of Shema? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Great. Where do we learn out that one should not call Avraham Avram? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Question number nine. Where do we learn Chazal abolished the practice of reading Aseres Adibros before Kriyat Shema because of Tarumas, a meaning concern of the heretics? That's on Daf Yud Beis. And finally, where do we have the tefillahs of the Tanaim and the Amoraim, many of them included now in our tefillahs? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. It's also, just to be clear, also at the bottom of Tez Zayin. Great, that concludes our session today on Brachas Daf Yud Ches. Just a reminder for the all doffers, if you want to get the deluxe suite of Zichru materials, which includes PDFs, weekly review sheets, one-pagers, and the coaching sessions, you can either sign up at zichru.com or join a WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.